pedal down to make some time. There's something good waiting down this road. I'm picking up whatever is mine. I'm running down a drink you never would come to me. Working on a mystery, going wherever it leads. Running down a drink. Yeah, I'm running down a drink you never would come to me. Working on a mystery, going wherever it leads. I'm running down a drink.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The casket of former President Jimmy Carter arrived at the U.S. Capitol today from Atlanta. It followed a solemn procession along snow-lined streets of Washington, D.C. Carter's casket will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda until his state funeral Thursday. Jimmy Carter was 100. In Southern California, evacuations underway in Pacific Palisades, fire crews battling a brush fire, and fierce Santa Ana winds.
Traffic is at an absolute standstill as people are using all lanes, even going the wrong way to try to get out of Pacific Palisades, and fire engines are stuck, unable to get in. Fire has been raging around multi-million dollar homes. LA Fire Captain Eric Scott says firefighters have gone in to rescue some people who could not get out.
ABC's Alex Stone, singer-songwriter Peter Yarrow, member of the folk group Peter, Paul, and Mary has died. One of his famous songs, Puff the Magic Dragon, was based on a poem. A representative confirmed the 86-year-old died of bladder cancer. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network and Bob Haig. The state Senate will act tomorrow, Wednesday, on a measure to safeguard voter ID through an amendment to the Wisconsin Constitution. Republican lawmakers believe the law could be ruled unconstitutional through court challenges. If passed by the full legislature, the proposed amendment will go to voters statewide in April. More than 60 groups are asking state lawmakers to restrict wake boats on Wisconsin lakes. The Wisconsin State Journal reports the Coalition to Protect Wisconsin Lakes wants the legislature to enact stricter guidelines on the boats, which create heavy wakes, allowing people to surf behind them. Marquette County deputies say a man on a UTV went through the ice on Lawrence Lake near Westfield on Monday. He was pulled from the water but died at the scene. Deputies reminding people that many lakes and rivers don't have ice that can hold a vehicle. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borman. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight with lows around 7 above. On Wednesday, partly sunny skies, still chilly, highs only in the upper teens, wind chill values in the single digits. Thursday looks a little bit milder, mostly sunny with a high near 27. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Current temperature is 23 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more. It's 99.7 Max FM. Aaron stepping in to finish up this workday as we get a 50-minute music hour underway with Stevie Nicks.
Come away, come away, come away. Just like the wide window. 90s, and more.
Max FM.
We are young, hearted to heart, we stand. No promises, no demands.
Closer.
fight. Na 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 na. He's gonna start a fight.
Sports.
The Marquette Golden Eagles home tonight against Georgetown in Big East action. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The Golden Eagles start the day tied with the UConn for the conference lead at 4-0. The Hoyas, who have won five straight, are 3-0, just a half game out of the lead. It's tip time at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum tonight. The Badger women's basketball team gets some TV time tonight. They take their show on the road to Washington to take on the Huskies in Big Ten action. That one tips at 8 p.m. on BTN. The Badger men knocked off Rutgers last night, 75-63, to even their Big Ten mark at 2-2. The Badgers led wire to wire to improve to 12-3 in the year. Wisconsin returns to action Friday night, 6 p.m. against rival Minnesota at the Kohl Center. The Packers are back in the practice field tomorrow. They get ready to take on the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia in the start of the wild card playoffs on Sunday afternoon. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
99.7 Max FM. Did you watch the Golden Globe Awards on Sunday night? Well, if you did, producers would like to see this happen for next year's award show. We'll talk more about that in your entertainment headlines. Give me 10 minutes. It's Max FM.
My blood runs cold, yeah, my memory has just been sold. understand. This ain't no never, never land. Hope that when this issue's gone, I'll see you when your clothes are on. Take your car, yes we will. We'll take your car and drive it. We'll take it to a motel room and take them all private. Upon me, it's just been ripped. The pages from my mind are stripped. Oh no, I can't deny it. Oh yeah, I guess I gotta buy it.
My blood runs cold.
My memory has just been sold. My angel in the centerfold.
Angel in the centerfold. My blood runs cold.
My memory has just been sold.
My angel in the centerfold.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Max FM and REO Speedwagon, as we finish up this work day, thank you for being here in the office, driving around, maybe running some errands. It's Aaron. Errands with Aaron. Maybe that should be the name of the show. I don't know. Probably not. Anyway, let's go back to the subject at hand right here. So did you watch the Golden Globe Awards on Sunday night? They were pretty good, right? And it's kind of a unique award show. There's been humor injected a lot over the years. Producers would like to see this happen for 2026. They would like to see a return from Nikki Glaser. Apparently, she could be in the works to return as host again next year. And what are your thoughts? If you watch the Golden Globe Awards, general comments, what you liked, what you didn't like. I'd love to hear from you right now. Feel free to open up our Civic Media app, find Max FM, and send your thoughts over. I will read them, as always, as we finish up this workday today. So Nikki Glaser may be coming back to the Golden Globes again, hosting next year. 50-Minute Music Hour continues next. It's 99.7 Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25. Your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. The Reedsburg Public Library will be hosting their Friends of the Library book sale. This will be taking place Thursday through Sunday during regular library hours. The sale will include community donations of hardcover and paperback books, also DVDs, VHS tapes, audiobooks, magazines, and more. Funds raised will be used for the new items for the library's collection and for programming for all ages. Again, this will be Thursday through Sunday. Check out ReedsburgLibrary.org for more details. And the Reedsburg VFW Post 1916 will be hosting another buffet breakfast. Every second Sunday of the month, they have this breakfast that includes made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, and so much more. It's a great chance to support local veterans, enjoy the VFW hall and memorabilia, as well as gather with members of the community. All proceeds go right back to helping veterans, their families, and community programs. This will be at Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall on Veterans Drive in Reedsburg, and that'll be from 8 a.m. until noon coming up on Sunday.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
Some things are worth waiting for. The cable guy isn't one of them. U.S. Cellular's home internet is so simple to install, you can do it yourself. Fast 5G home internet for $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. No waiting, no appointment windows, just home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. By far the best deal for home internet. Plus, for a limited time, get a free router. Visit your local U.S. Cellular agent in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borman. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight with lows around 7 above. On Wednesday, partly sunny skies, still chilly, highs only in the upper teens, wind chill values in the single digits. Thursday looks a little bit milder, mostly sunny with a high near 27. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
99.7
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
You're all I ever wanted.
Seven Max FM. We got a lot coming up after 5 o'clock on the Tuesday ride home. We're going to talk about some sweet deals, and we'll talk a little bit about why I might have had a change of heart over the holidays around a very controversial person, and maybe you feel the same way. We'll talk a little bit about this after five, right here on Max FM.
Something you said, I just died in your arms tonight. I keep looking for something I can't get. Broken hearts lie all around me, and I don't see an easy way to get out of this. By the bedside table, the curtains are closed, the cat's in a cradle. Who would have thought that a boy like me could come to this? Oh.
like this. On the surface, I'm a name on the list. I try to be discreet, but then blow it again. I've lost and found, it's my final mistake. She's loving by proxy, no give or take. Cause I've been thrilled to fantasy one too many times.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The casket of former President Jimmy Carter arrived at the U.S. Capitol today.
Ready, step!
Carried into the rotunda where his body will lie in state until his funeral Thursday. Family members, lawmakers, Supreme Court justices, and foreign dignitaries took part in a ceremony honoring the 39th president and his legacy. Carter died December 29th at the age of 100. In Southern California, chaos and evacuations after a brush fire broke out in Pacific Palisades just south of Malibu. Residents, including Megan Garman, racing to evacuate. She says she's never seen anything like it.
Never. And I've lived in Malibu my whole life, and I've seen tons of fires.